Good morning, I'm Jeremy Loeb. It's Thursday, and it's time to check in with our gardening expert, Allison Arnold. Allison, good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Allison, as we enter the growing season, it seems like a good time to start composting. What would you recommend for people who might not have a lot of space to build a typical compost bin?
Worms. Yeah, composting with worms, or what people call vermicomposting. It's a great alternative to a larger bin type of compost method. There are a lot of pluses composting with worms. It's great if you don't have a lot of space, like living in an apartment, or you might be dealing with bears. It doesn't involve a lot of work. Can be done year-round, indoors, outdoors. Kids love it. And the worm castings that result from their hard work is a great soil amendment.
What do you need to get started?
A container, some bedding, the worms, worm food, just like vegetable scraps and any compostable items from the kitchen.
Okay, so tell us about the container and the bedding. What's involved with that?
Well, often called a worm bin, this is usually wood or plastic container. You can buy one or make it at home, and should be opaque to keep the light out, have a tight-fitting lid, and be at least 8 to 14 inches deep. Now, air holes are needed, so plan on dedicating this container just for the worms. And the bedding can be shredded non-glossy newspaper, office paper or cardboard, or even just a mixture of paper and brown leaves and finished compost or even straw.
Okay, so now what about the worms? When you say worms, do you mean regular earthworms?
Well, actually, the best worms for composting are the red wigglers. They're the workhorses of worms for worm composting. And it's recommended to actually start with at least a pound, which is about 1,000 red wigglers, to 1 square foot of surface area of the worm bin. That's to give you a good chance of developing a sustainable system. And you want to purchase them from a worm grower to make sure you got the right kind.
So the food then, is it the same or different than what you would add to a normal compost bin?
It's really pretty much the same. Things like vegetable scraps, coffee grounds and filters, tea bags, anything non-citrus, fruit scraps and peels, old bread and shredded napkins make great food for worms. You definitely want to avoid anything meat, you know, fish, dairy, citrus is not good. Hard for them to break that down. Anything greasy, bones, twigs, branches, or and pet waste. Also, odorous foods like onions should be avoided because it can just make the worm bin smell bad.
So you put all of this together and then what?
Well, actually, it might be a good idea to think about the location before you pull it all together. So it can go indoors or outdoors and should be in a location where you'll remember to use it and tend it on a regular basis. If you go indoors, it can make a great conversation piece, but be sure to put a tray or something underneath the bin just to protect the flooring. And if you go outdoors, make sure there's shade during the summer months and a little insulation with blankets or straw during when it's colder. Worms really are happiest and most active between 60 and 75 degrees Fahrenheit, although they will survive cooler down to 32 and even warmer up to 95 degrees. But you still want to give them some protection from heat and cold in those extremes. Cooperative Extension has a lot of good information on worm composting, and it's really good to read up and prepare well for this, for your sake as well as your worms.
Allison Arnold is Agriculture Extension Agent for Buncombe County. Allison, thanks very much.
Thank you, Jeremy.